Thank you. FFA members, why are we here? To practice brotherhood, honor agricultural opportunities and responsibilities, and develop those qualities of leadership which an FFA member should possess. May we accomplish our purposes. I now declare this, the 2023 Southwest District FFA business session duly open for the transaction of business or attention to any matters which may be properly presented. All right, so before we start this morning, thank you all for being here. My name is George Martin, having the opportunity to be a delegate is extremely, extremely important. And your votes aid in determining the path of five individuals sitting over there. So I ask you to please take your job seriously. You're choosing the leaders for our district for the next year. Listen carefully to the candidates' speeches and their answers to our questions. And with that, we'll have Allie read our secretary's report from 2022.
Southwest District Secretary's Report. The annual business session of the Southwest District FFA Convention was called to order at 10:14 a.m. on Saturday, March 5th, 2022, by President Sam Martin at Carroll High School. After a brief welcome by Sam, attendance was taken through roll call by Secretary Ashley Henneman. 50 delegates representing 26 chapters answered the call. The secretary's minutes were read by Ashley Henneman. Henry Martin from the Davis Rogers FFA chapter moved to accept the minutes as read. The motion received a second from Delegate Sarah Knotts from the Lenox FFA chapter. The minutes were approved as read. The treasurer's report was submitted by Dylan Gomez. It was reported that the district had a beginning balance in March 2021 of $2,924.37. At the end of the 2021-2022 term, the district had an ending balance of $3,259.21 before district convention expenses. Taryn Clemen from the Boyer Valley FFA chapter moved to accept the report as read. The motion received a second from Delegate Joey Eisman from the AHSCW FFA chapter. With no additions or corrections, the report was approved as read. There were no new state constitution amendments from the Iowa FFA Board of Directors. Nominating committee member Paige Jensen of the CAM FFA chapter presented the 2022-23 nominating committee report. It was moved by Dacey Henneman of the Stanton FFA chapter as a committee report. It carried an implied second. President Sam Martin took nominations from the floor and received no nominations. The delegates then proceeded to vote on the new district officers. Election results were as follows. For the office of Vice President, Colin Bauer of Audubon. For the office of Secretary, Alyssa Burt of Southwest Valley. For the office of Treasurer, Dylan Gomez of Atlantic. For the office of Reporter, Phoebe Garrett of Brokaw at Clarinda. For the office of Sentinel, Paula Gonzalez of Harlan. Southwest District Advisor, Mr. Ben Booth of IKM Manning. President Sam Martin adjourned the business session at 11:24 p.m. Noah Johnson from the Bedford FFA chapter then motioned to destroy the ballots. A second was provided by Willie Smith of the AHSCW FFA chapter. The motion passed. Respectfully submitted by Ashley Henneman, 2021-2022 Southwest District FFA Secretary.
Is there a motion to accept the Secretary's report as read?
Mr. President, I move to accept the Secretary's report as read.
It has been moved by Dan Tessman of Audubon to accept the Secretary's report as read. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. It's been properly moved and seconded to approve the Secretary's report as read. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, we will now proceed to vote. All those in favor, please raise your right hand. All those in favor, same sign. Motion passes. The Secretary's report will be approved as read. Thank you, Allie. Your 2022-2023 Southwest District Treasurer, Dylan Comez will now present the treasurer's report.
We began the account last April with a balance of $4,019. As of March 4th, 2023, the ending balance of the 2022-2023 term is $4,671.42 for district convention expenses. The district funds go towards chapter officer leadership training, Green Hand Fire Up Camp, and district convention equipment and materials.
Is there a motion to accept the treasurer's report as read?
Mr. President, I move to accept the treasurer's report as read.
All right. It has been moved by Carson Bauer of Audubon to accept the treasurer's report as read. Is there a second?
I second.
All right. It's been properly moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to vote. All those in favor, please stand. All those opposed, same sign. Thank you. The treasurer's report has been approved as read. All right, so something we also have to address that will be coming down from the Iowa FFA Board of Directors as a constitutional amendment. This will be covered at state convention during the business session more, but the amendments are as follows. An executive committee and finance committee will be added, as well as a chairperson-elect and a vice chairperson-elect will be added to the board. So. Again, that will be covered more in depth at state convention. So,